Okay, this is a list of the 10 things women want from the men they date.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is like back to that what women want thing. Where do we have that clip?
Ready?
Feel free to make a sound or fill while I try to find
what?
A clip.
What you were doing.
Thanks for helping me out.
What women want.
There it is. So this is what women want from the men they date. Now, okay, I get a lot of these. There's a couple of them that I'm like, wait a minute, what? It says, like, don't call at 2 a.m. Okay. Have confidence in yourself. Put some effort into how you dress.
Yes.
Right? Take initiative. Make plans and stick to them. If you say you're going to call, call. Chivalry is not dead.
Mm-hmm.
If you're just not that into us, okay, but don't suddenly get too busy.
Right.
Right? Like, just be honest. Say, you know, I think you're way better off if you become not interested in someone saying it in a nice way than you are making something up.
Right, because then you're just kind of, well, especially if you say, you know, if you don't cut it off, then it's like kind of leading it on like, well, there's still hope, so I'll just keep trying.
Right, but I'm saying you're better off saying something in a nice way.
Right.
Like, there are many nice ways to, like, for example, if you were telling me you're not interested anymore, how would you say it?
I just don't really feel a connection with us in that way.
Yeah. Like, that's all you have to, because then it's, the problem is that some people hear that and then argue with it.
One guy called me back and said, can I just ask why?
Well, yeah, but that's fair.
And I thought that was fair. He was new to the dating world after a divorce. And so, but you don't want to tell somebody, you know what, you're kind of boring and you never ask questions about me.
Oh, see, I also will say things sometimes that I maybe shouldn't say.
Like what?
like I would say that. I would say, I wouldn't say you're boring, but right. I would say, I just don't think we have any common interests and you don't really seem that interested in me and asking questions. And I kind of had to run the conversation. That's just not my type of person.
Right. It's just, I can do better.
So can I. This has been What Women Want.
What Women Want.
No, but here's the one that I left out.
Okay.
On the list of the 10 things women want from men they date. It says, act interested, but not too interested. Show us you're interested.
Right.
But not too interested.
I know.
What does that mean? And see, this is why men get so confused by dating.
Well,
what does that mean? Ask interested. It says here, conversation needs to be a two-way street, like we just talked about. Make sure to ask us questions and be interested in what we have to say. This is written from the woman's perspective.
Right.
I have a friend who does gorgeous ink artwork, and when she excitedly showed the man she was dating, he simply responded with, oh, is that pen?
Okay.
But that's a valid question, I think. Is that like pen and ink? Or is that, what's your medium? Like, what do you use for? I think that he asked a question alone is good.
Okay. But if he said it like that, it wasn't very excited. You know,
right.
It's kind of like, oh, is that pen? I mean, what else could, you know?
But then it says, be interested in our lives and what we do, but not over the top, which can come off as too eager.
Exactly. Or
needy. But that's
like, well, it's kind of like in anything in life. It's like, if you want the job, you're interested, but you're not going to be like, I'll lick the floors for you to get this job.
Yes, that's an extreme.
Right.
But, yeah. Like, what is too eager?
Too eager is, you know, everything we say is fabulous, smart, like, there's no, it's like anything. You just need a little bit of a challenge.
But not too much of a challenge.
Well, don't be a dick. Ooh.
You know, we're on the radio.
I'm so sorry.
I think Eva forgot we weren't just having this conversation in her living room.
I am so sorry. Okay. Ooh.
Finish your thought.
Okay. So it's like anything, even in
obviously
a friendship.
If that's a tree that we're talking about.
I know nothing about a dick tree.
Help me out, Alex.
Sorry. It's even in friendships. If you have one friend that just does whatever you want and just thinks you're the greatest thing since sliced bread, you're kind of like, we all like a little challenge.
Right, but do you see what I mean about how it's hard to find what that balance is? It's like the Goldilocks thing. It's like, oh, well, this question of porridge is too hot. Oh, this question is too cold, you know?
Right. Well, I think it's either a natural flow or it's not. And if you have to worry about if you're too eager or not eager enough, then you're kind of a, you know, I wasn't going to say a loser. So, but, you know, you're not the right fit. You either get me or you don't.
Let me get this right. Either I'm interested or I'm a loser.
No. Either you get me and how to vibe me right or you don't. And if you don't, I don't think that's something you can learn, you know? Right?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I think a lot of the time in the dating world, it's
hard.
Women make it too hard for men.
Right.
You know, you should be able to read my mind and know exactly how many questions to ask, you know?
I think you're probably right.
Don't be a
dick poop.
Sorry. God, let's move on.
For Mr. Turner.
Remember that? That was at the Oscars. His name is Dick Pope. And she didn't really say it right.
For achievement in cinematography, the nominees are Emmanuel Lubezki for Birdman or The Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance, Robert Yeoman for The Grand Budapest Hotel, Lukasz Jal and Richard Lenchowski for Ida. Dick Pope for Mr. Turner.
Oh my God. Coast 93.1 with Blake and Diva in the morning.